On today's podcast, there is a lot of news and it's AEW heavy. Jade Cargill could be heading to the WWE. We also have the matter of AEW and All In. The numbers are officially in. They said something. Brent Borough Council of Northwest London have said something else. So we're going to get into it all on today's episode. Make sure you stay tuned. What's up, people? It's your boy Mex, the WrestleManiac, if you will, and we're back to talk news. And like I said in the intro, man, we got some really big news that's been circulating today. I can't wait to kind of get this done and get this out there. The people have heard it already, but I'm just kind of going to put it all, you know, together in a bun, in a little sandwich, so it can be easily digested by those that haven't, because it is really big news. And we are going to start with none other than Jade Cargill, who we recently saw return to AEW. So obviously, Jade Cargill hasn't been on TV for a lot of time now. You know, she's been away. She missed All In and All Out because of her time off that she was having, which for me was super surprising. One of the biggest stars in the company, mainstream stars, definitely within the women's division, top two biggest stars in the women's division. And you would have expected her to be on such a show like All In in London, Wembley Arena. Like, yeah, she wasn't there. And it surprised me a lot. I kind of stayed quiet in my regard to my opinion about that, because she wasn't on TV at the time, so of course they couldn't have just forced her into something. But you would imagine, because it's a big show, they would have, you know, got her involved in something for her to be there. Whether she didn't want to be there or they never had time to fit her into anything, who knows what it is, yeah? But the story is that, as big as she is, it is reported that she could soon be leaving the company. Very, very soon, right? And yeah, she just returned to TV. It's all a bit bizarre. Not only could she be leaving the company, is what reports are saying, she could be heading to WWE. For those that know, Jade Cargill had a WWE tryout in 2019. I think WWE contractually wanted to sign her up. You know, WWE don't like you doing outside stuff. Obviously, Jade, you know, influence star, had brand deals, this, that, and the other, was making money without the WWE. The NXT wage probably would have been very little to what she was making. And she chose AEW instead of WWE because they supported her dream. She's been very open on that. They respect her and see her as a human being rather than just like a TV character or another person. So, yeah, Jade chose AEW. And I think choosing AEW at that point was very good for her. You know, she would have been a star in WWE regardless, I feel, but AEW has exposed her to wrestling in its purest form, this industry at its purest form, because WWE is often, you know, a bit more pageantry, if you like. However, yeah, this is where we are. It's expected that Jade Cargill is going to be joining the WWE. Jade only just returned to TV a week ago or so, as of time of recording, September the 9th, she was back on TV. She was on Collision. She had never been on Collision, I believe. And she, in the segment, she basically looked like she came to save Chris Statlander. But after she beat up the Renegade Twins, she then, you know, set her sights on Statlander, you know, made out with her TBS championship that she's missed for so long, setting up a rematch against Statlander, which I believe has been taped, has happened. And I'll give you guys a little bit of time to tune out for a second if you don't want the spoilers. But as per the spoilers, Statlander retained. So Statlander has now beaten Cargill twice, the only person to do so. And that is being said to be Jade's last match. Like, Jade's last match in AEW has happened. Crazy, crazy, mind-blowing stuff, I know. So yeah, this is where we are. Fightful Select are the one that's carrying the report, saying that she's very likely she's done with AEW, and the speculation is that she could be going to WWE. No official confirmation yet. No formal offer has been made, and nobody is really sure as to when Cargill's contract is up. But this is where we are. I questioned, when she came back to Collision, her going back for the TBS title. Why? why does this make sense? You know, she's surely above this at this point. However, I feel now it's a bit more apparent with this story that we've heard today. I feel it's a bit more apparent. Maybe she's just doing, you know, as they call it, just doing the job for Statlander on her way out, you know, doing a good deed. Statlander's now got that essence, that the aura of beating Jade Cargill on two occasions. And yeah, like they're saying, man, like she's wrestled her last match. It's incredible. Like it's absolutely mad. You guys, you know, you can reach me on Twitter, WrestleManiac UK. Let me know your thoughts on this, man. Jade Cargill leaving. I always thought, you know, at points I thought she would be absolutely perfect for WWE. I'm sure we've all thought that. But at the same time, she seems like such of a made kind of woman in terms of just her influence that does she even still need wrestling? And that's where, you know, with this long absence she's had from AEW, that's where my mind has been. Does she even need wrestling anymore? Like, she's surely seen opportunities, especially through the likes of Mercedes Moné, seeing what Mercedes Moné has been involved with in and around the industry since leaving WWE. But by all accounts, it looks like, you know, she is heading for the WWE and she may have wrestled her last match in AEW. I think that's absolutely incredible. Like, and just to talk on a second of what WWE can do for her, like, honestly, the whole argument of names, she'll probably keep her name because that is her name. You know, her brand deals and things like that, all WWE have to do is exceed all of that extra money she's making through the wages they offer her, which they could probably easily do. Obviously, at the time in 2019, it was for her to go into NXT, and NXT wrestlers are on a certain wage, especially when, you know, they're kind of brand new to wrestling. It's not like they've come from another company and they're known or whatever the case is. So, yeah, it's the opportunity for her. And, you know, we're talking about her mainstream star. WWE can tenfold that, literally. They can give her almost a blueprint of how to become a mega star. You see what I mean? So, yeah, this is really, really exciting stuff for her, for wrestling. You know, she's become a big, big star. And I know a lot of people talk about her in-ring ability and all of this kind of stuff. Listen, when you go to WWE, that ain't the focus. It's the entertainment, it's the star power and all of that. And in that regard, we all know she belongs on a big stage. So I'm dead interested to see how this develops. I can't wait. And of course, you know, we've got the Rumble, which is around the corner at this point, not too far, 3 months or so away, maybe about 4 months away. Could be a good place for Jade to show up. But yeah, big up Jade Cargill. Big up her team. Big up AEW, because I think AEW has been a great place for her to kind of hone her skills in the early stages of her career. Yeah, I guess we're just going to have to see how this one pans out. Following on from that, we've mentioned All In on today's episode. Now, AEW All In, said to be the biggest wrestling event of all time, right? What was recorded and said by AEW following this event at London Wembley Stadium was that it had the highest paid attendance ever, sitting at 81,035 fans. 81,035. Absolutely incredible. Like, that is no small feat, you know, in terms of selling tickets. This company is 4 years old, 4.5 years old, if you like, people. Like, incredible. They've done so well, right? And then it comes out now, maybe what, we're about 2-3 weeks removed from AEW All In, that Brent Civic Center, yeah, that's the borough of Brent. That is the borough where Wembley is. Yeah, so they would have had the official count. Yeah, that's the turnstile count. How many people went through the turnstiles for AEW All In? Want to know what the number is? 72,265. Right? Firstly, still absolutely amazing. 72,000 people walked into Wembley to see this four-year-old company put on their biggest show ever. Let's not lose sight here and start tribalism, because that's exactly what this is. Yeah, they have still done a fantastic job. However, they reported 81,000 paid attendance. Brent Council, Brent Civic Center have said it was actually 72,000 people through the door. So about, what is that, 8,000-9,000 people didn't come after buying a ticket? Maybe. Is that how we kind of work this out? Obviously, a lot of people are laughing at them and saying, you know, WWE still hold the record then for WrestleMania 32. I think even by, not WWE standards, because we know they stretch the truth, but by those that record it, I think the figure of people, actual live attendees, like we're saying now, is 80,000 people in WrestleMania 32. So that means WWE still hold the record. For me, yeah, like I'm been saying, AEW have done very well in this, on this front, regardless. They've done very well. But I was always fishy. I was always skeptical when they were saying paid attendance. I have never heard anyone say, you know, oh, we put on this concert, we put on this live event, we put on this football match, and the paid attendance was blah, 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 blah. It's always just been the attendance. So the minute I saw the paid attendance be said, the figure of 81,035 people, I asked, I quote tweeted Tony Khan, and of course he didn't reply, but I quote tweeted saying, okay, but what is the actual attendance? Because that is what's usually announced, you know, when we're talking about, you know, these concerts and things of that nature. How many people actually walked through the door, and not how many tickets you sold? You see what I mean? I've never seen that openly reported, or the phrasing. It was the phrasing that kind of made me kind of switch on and think, what's going on here? Paid attendance. Nah, I've never heard that before now. So, yeah. I guess we can now see why the paid attendance was announced, which I believe is still a record. But the actual attendance of people in the building on the night, 72,265, falls below, you know, what we thought it would be. I would rather you just announce how many people were actually in the building. Like I said, that's what I've always been used to. That's what I thought. The paid thing, we're here, you know, clutching at straws, trying to do one-upmanship over each other. That's all this really is. You see what I mean? Just trying to be better than the other company and all of that kind of stuff. So, yeah, I guess that hasn't really come to fruition. To put an amusing spin on all of this, I'm sure some of you guys will know Will Ospreay, obviously a key figure at Wembley, All In, had a fantastic match with Chris Jericho. The British boy on British soil had a big win against Chris Jericho as well. Will Ospreay went and got, you know, the figure tattooed on his arm to commemorate the milestone and, you know, what he's done, maybe what he's achieved and helping to get that many people in the door. Will Ospreay went and tattooed 81,035 on his arm. And obviously now it's come out that that's not actually the figure. It was 72,265. And that's a tattoo. And he has to live with that. But, you know, he's finding it hilarious. I think it's on his Instagram. If you head over to his Instagram, if you haven't seen it already, he reacts to, obviously, the true number coming out, following what he thought was the number. I think he was in transit to Japan a couple days ago. He's reached Japan and he's seen all the uproar of what the actual figure is now. So he's just kind of laughing at himself and he's telling the story of how my mom hates tattoos and she never really wanted me to have it. And now he's even got the wrong thing tattooed on himself. So yeah, that's the, you know, the humorous, the funny part about all of this. But yeah, ultimately 72,000 people is who was in the building for All In. Big up AEW every single time. That is still a massive achievement. Like I said on Twitter, there's nothing to sneeze about. We can't be laughing at someone because after 4 years, they've managed to get 72,000 people worldwide into Wembley Stadium, one of the biggest stadiums and most revered stadiums in the world. It's not a joke. You see what I mean? They haven't failed. Even if they didn't reach 80,000, it's not a failure. Not at all. So, yeah, we still have to celebrate it. They've been left with egg on their face somewhat. Yeah, they're going to have to, you know, hold that one. But it's part and parcel. When we're doing tit for tat, you're going to get left with egg on your face at some point, innit? But like I say, 72,000 is still super, super, you know, great and something to be proud of.